Now in chapter 11 here, again, we have this tremendous message that's given now that the law has been read. And again, I must remind you that after the Ten Commandments were given in chapter 20, there were certain judgments that God gave. And that's been the thing that Jeremiah has been referring to. It's that which conditions life. It has to do with the way you treat your neighbor. It has to do with the way that you conduct your business. It's what kind of social life are you living today? Are you one of these individuals that is emphasizing sex? And there's some that are worshiping that, and there's some in the church that worship that today. I know of men who've left their wives, run off with some little secretary or some little girl that doesn't have anything upstairs but a whole lot downstairs, and they think that they still can serve the Lord. Jeremiah makes it clear, my friend, you've gone down a detour. You're away from God. And all of this business of talking about how fundamental you are. You can talk about doctrine, and believe me, I insist on that. I'm sure you recognize that. But my friend, when you talk about doctrine and that you are right as far as your doctrine is concerned and you're a separated Christian, I'd really like to know what kind of a life you're living. How honest are you? How clean are you in your living? That's what he's talking about here. This gets right down where we're living today. And most of us, if we were honest, would go and get down before God and confess and say, oh, God, I want to walk with you. I want to come close to you. But they didn't do it in Jeremiah's day, and maybe won't be many of you do it either. And maybe that crowd's already tuned me out anyway. Now, chapter 11, verse 1, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, hear ye the words of this covenant. Now, this is the covenant that Josiah made with these people. He called in the people. You'll find out that when the law was read to the people, the king called in their leaders and made them take an oath that they are going to follow the word of God. And now he says, and say thou unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, cursed be the man that obeyeth not the words of this covenant. Now, before they didn't know it. They just found the book of the law. Now they know it, and their responsibility is greater. God says, cursed is the man now that doesn't. Before, they were not. I would rather be, and I've said this many times as a pastor, I would rather be a heathen, a Hottentot in the heart of Africa who's bowing down before a totem pole or whatever he bows down before. I'd rather be that individual than to be a church member who sits in a church where a man stands in the pulpit and preaches the word of God and has done nothing about it. May I say to you, I've got more respect for the heathen to begin with, and I think, my friend, that God may get the gospel to that fellow. This man has rejected it, and God will judge him. My, what a tremendous section this is. Now, it closes here with the fact that this man is rejected by his hometown. Verse 19 now of chapter 11. But I was like a lamb or an ox that is brought to the slaughter, and I knew not that they had devised devices against me, saying, let us destroy the tree with the fruit thereof, and let us cut him off from the land of the living, that his name be no more remembered. But, O Lord of hosts, that judgest righteously, that tries the reins and the heart, let me see thy vengeance on them, for unto thee have I revealed my cause. Therefore thus saith the Lord of the men of Anathoth, that's his hometown, that seek thy life, saying, prophesy not in the name of the Lord. He says, no use speaking to Anathoth anymore. They rejected me. They want to kill you, and you don't give a prophecy to them anymore. Did you know that there are churches today that one time stood for the things of God and taught the word of God? And today, people say, oh, isn't it terrible? They're being deserted. It's not terrible. The word's not being given out anymore. And I imagine that there are a lot of pious saints in Antioch that say, oh, isn't it terrible that Jeremiah's no longer giving the word of God here? Well, he's gone somewhere else. He's given it somewhere else because these people are going to kill him, which means they've rejected the Word of God. What a picture this is. Cost this man Jeremiah something, broke his own heart, and it alienated his hometown from him. And that's what our Lord meant, a prophet not without honor, save among his own people. He had to leave Nazareth, you remember, moved his headquarters down to Capernaum, and that's exactly what this young man is having now to do. Now, next time we'll pick up at chapter 12 in this book of Jeremiah. This is tremendous, isn't it? It's a message that you don't hear today. There was a day when evangelists sounded out messages like this. They don't today. They say, come to Jesus, and he'll give you a new personality, and he may make you rich, and you're going to get along well. That's not what Jeremiah said. He said, it'll cost you something to turn to God, but it'll be worth everything you have to pay. Oh, what a message this is. I hope you're with us next time.